Texte numéro 80. Obesity rates have increased among children, teenagers and adults. More than 1 billion people in the world are now living with obesity, a new study published in The Lancet has found. Obesity has become the main form of malnutrition in numerous countries. The prevalence of obesity has risen twice as rapidly among children and adolescents globally compared to adults. The study analysed the weight and height measurements of millions of people across 200 countries in the last 30 years. In 2022, the findings pointed to an estimated 879 million adults living with obesity. The number is 4.5 times higher than the figures recorded in 1990. For children and adolescents, the estimations indicated that 159 million of them were affected, a significant increase from the 31 million recorded 30 years ago. It is very worrying that the epidemic of obesity that was evident among adults in much of the world in the 90s is now mirrored in school-aged children and adolescents, Majid Izzati, a professor at Imperial College London and senior author of the study, said. He also highlighted that in parallel, undernutrition was still affecting hundreds of millions in the poorest countries. Despite a decreasing prevalence, 347 million adults and 185 million children and adolescents are still affected by undernutrition, which is responsible for half the deaths of children under 5, the World Health Organization noted in its statement. To successfully tackle both forms of malnutrition, it is vital we significantly improve the availability and affordability of healthy, nutritious foods, Izzati added. Obesity is a chronic and complex condition that can put people at an increased risk of diseases such as type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, as well as certain cancers. This new study highlights the importance of preventing and managing obesity from early life to adulthood through diet, physical activity and adequate care as needed, said WHO's Director General. While the organisation has set global targets to halt the rise of diabetes and obesity by 2025, the increasing prevalence rate means these objectives are unlikely to be met. Importantly, it requires the cooperation of the private sector, which must be accountable for the health impacts of their products, he said. Dr. Guha Pradeepa, one of the study co-authors, also pointed out that global issues such as climate change, supply chain disruptions, as well as inflation, were also risk factors in this public health crisis. The knock-on effects of this are insufficient food in some countries and households, and shifts to less healthy foods in others. To create a healthier world, we need comprehensive policies to address these challenges, she said. Adapted from Euronews, March 2024.